What is it, Lord? What am I holding back? What am I using as an excuse for not serving you in whatever you want me to do? And then, there by the canal, I finally had my answer. My yes to God had always been a yes, but I'm not educated. Yes, but I'm lame. With the next breath I did say, yes. I said it in a brand new way, without qualification. I'll go, Lord, I said. No matter whether it's through the route of ordination, or through the WEC program, or through working on at Ringers. Whenever, wherever, however you want me, I'll go, and I'll begin this very minute. Lord, as I stand up from this place, and as I take my first step forward, will you consider that this is a step toward complete obedience to you? I'll call it the step of yes. I stood up. I took a stride forward, and in that moment there was a sharp wrench in the lame leg. I thought with horror that I had turned my crippled ankle. Gingerly I put the foot on the ground. I could stand on it all right. What on earth had happened? Slowly and very cautiously I began walking home, and as I walked, one verse of Scripture kept popping into my mind. Going, they were healed. I couldn't remember at first where it came from. Then I recalled the story of the 10 lepers, and how, on their way to see the priest as Christ had commanded, the miracle happened. Going, they were healed. Could it be? Could it possibly be that I too had been healed? I was due at a Sunday evening service in a village 6 kilometers away. Normally I would have ridden my bicycle, but tonight was different. Tonight I was going to walk all the way to the meeting. I did, too. When it came time to go home, a friend offered me a ride on his motorbike. Not tonight, thank you. I think I'll walk. He couldn't believe it. Nor, later, could my family believe that I had actually been to the service. They had seen my bicycle leaning against the wall and assumed that I had changed my mind. The next day at the chocolate factory, I walked each employee back to his post at the end of our interview, instead of sitting rooted to my chair as I had done in the past. Halfway through the morning, my ankle began to itch, and as I was rubbing the old scar, 2 stitches came through the skin. By the end of the week, the incision, which had never healed properly, at last closed. The following week I made formal application for admission to the WEC Missionary Training College in Glasgow. A month later the reply came. Dependent on space opening up in the men's dormitory, I could start my studies in May 1953. Corrie had news for me too, my last day on the job. She also was leaving Ringers. She had been accepted in a nurse's training program. I looked into her eyes, sparkling with her surprise, and decided finally that they were hazel.